data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, coming up on 820 here. Sunshine, and we are still sitting at 50 degrees. Nice morning going on. It is time once again for another edition of the Morning Zoo with Kathy and Tom in. Talking all things Chinkabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
We're great.
Well, you got, I always like to do a recap with you on what's been going on and then what's coming up, because you've got a ton of things happening at the zoo.
We do. We do indeed. And first of all, this weather is perfect for
zoo. Yeah, it is.
This is
good zoo weather.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All weather's good zoo weather.
All weather.
Just
yeah,
you
got
to find it.
Speaking of weather, I enjoyed your article on storms and what happens at Chinkabazoo when nasty weather moves in.
Yeah, we move like you can't believe
it. I bet you do, and procedures set up to deal with that.
We have to say animals have that innate ability. So do our zookeepers. Mm-hmm. We're like perked ears and going, look at the sky. Let's open up for them. Let's get them in. So you want to wait because you get visitors, so you want to wait. But the visitors, too.
Everybody's scurrying when that happens.
Come in the nature center. We just had a good old time the other day.
Sure.
until storm cleanup.
right. But you had some good help there, too. Volunteers coming in to help you out, too, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Good, I want to thank our volunteers who came in the next morning. It was a few and mighty, let me say, from junior keepers up to the chamber folks.
The chamber, yeah.
Yes. And police officers. So we had help.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of friends.
We have a lot of friends and a great crew. So, like Tom says, every weather is good zoo weather.
Right. Absolutely. There's no bad weather.
You won't be bored.
Except 3 feet of snow when you got to get on your bobcat.
Oh, she still tells me, it's great zoo day.
Good day to be at the zoo. Absolutely. So what's coming up? What's happening here around the corner?
We have Saturday. Woo! Saturday is the annual concert
with
the New York Comer Musiker Woodwind Ensemble, Dakota Wind Concert, and they feature other concerts now as well. Well, they play other concerts as well when they're in the region.
But they love the zoo.
But it's like every time every time they do publicity, people are asking about Tal's concert.
Yeah.
When's Tal playing with you? When's Tal playing with you? First of all, the New York Comer Musiker Woodwind Ensemble, if you've heard them play.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
World-renowned.
Oh, world-renowned. Mm-hmm. Classical music. I just can't thank Alana and the crew. They're just, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So you're going to get that, which is
a highlight. That's enough in itself.
And then they feature a soloist named Talukan, as you all know, as our lovable Tal.
Talented guy.
And then we started his the recorder flute that you learn in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
We started that some years ago. And he seemed to for an enrichment, and he seemed to enjoy it, and we know that we did. And they caught wind of that, and they were like, "Well, wait a minute, let's send you our CDs because it masks." First, started out with them sending us their CDs because they saw a story from the Daily News that got on the Associated Press
and got to New York,
and they said, "Oh, wonder if he would like our music because it masks fireworks, it masks the construction work that we put music on in their studios." They know your voice really well.
Calms them down,
got KBMW on all the time.
Right.
And it calms them down. And we said, geez, he seems to really like the classical music. So they sent their CDs. We thanked them. We put them in all of our inside housing for primates. And then we started the flute playing, which we actually started a little bit before that. And we told them about that and connected with Alana Peterson. And the rest is history. It's even made world news.
I know.
So it's been wonderful. And, of course, we love to talk about the plight of the rainforest and what's happening with that. So people will get a little bit of education, too. But basically, they're going to be entertained.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Tal gets a little diva sometimes, too.
God. A little diva.
A little diva.
320 pounds worth of diva.
I know. And then it's like, maybe I'll play, maybe I won't.
Yeah.
I'll wait and see.
Yeah. And then when the bassoons start, they added some bassoons last year. And he just, that sound, he just looked at that and just kept looking. So then he would clap when they started playing.
Yeah.
And then the crowd would clap because he was clapping. And then he would, try to fake him out.
I love it.
And then he'd go, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully he will. He's performed every year in the years we've done it, except one year. And Eddie Paul, lead keeper and trainer, can attest to being spit on by him. But again, anyway, you're going to be entertained.
Like I said, diva. So attendance-wise, how's the year been? You've been having a good year?
You know, we encourage people to come in all types of weather, but the heat did keep people away.
Mm-hmm.
They came in the morning, and by noon it was like...
Yeah.
If you drove by, you'd go, are they open today?
Heat
and
exhaustion.
And that hurts us because we do function on admissions, donations, fundraisers, and the admissions is a big part of our operating budget. People who come to the zoo are enjoying it. People are... It's just a weather related, and it's been a tough summer for many colleagues as well.
Absolutely.
Everybody pretty much across. We just did an animal trip for our business, and we were in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday, and the weather at 8 o'clock in the morning was 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's impressive.
And crawling up. And as we were coming north, it was thank God, it's cooling down.
Right.
But, you know, even there, the zoo was, you know, pretty much vacant. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things when it's that hot. But the one thing we did have that they didn't is we got misters everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. You do. You were thinking there. And I've seen people walk through those and just go, that feels so good.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Well, and that's something that a lot of people don't think about is that you're kind of at the mercy of the weather, too.
We absolutely are.
Depending on your seasons.
Even though we have beautiful trees that help keep the rain off your back and to give you shade. So that's what we're in Chihinkapa.
Right,
so, you
right.
know, it's got the beautiful trees and the green, and so animals are active, and you know, snow leopards might be a little slow on those days, but we have to have they have choice every day if they want it, but they're going to choose to be out. And if you look at you painted them in their habitat, they are all shade.
Yeah,
all shade,
all about shade. And speaking of which, I'm kind of excited because I'm coming back to the zoo now that the music's kind of, you know, winding. It's been a crazy month of July. But from about mid-August through the rest of September, you're going to be seeing a lot of me down there, so both of you are warned on that.
We hope so. We hope so.
I am so excited about this snow leopard piece and a couple of other pieces, too, going on.
Yeah, we're excited, too.
Yeah. And one that's going to kind of be featured over at the petting zoo, too, that I think you're going to really, really like.
Good
stuff happening, but been a good season overall, kind of average.
You know, it's been an excited season, and again, down on attendance, but you know, people are coming, the memberships are going well, and people are showing their support, and we're on the pathways a lot, we're talking to a lot of people, so a lot of new visit, a lot of first-time visitors, a lot of repeat visitors, so we've had we have a great season. We're connecting people with animals. How can you go wrong?
Let me ask you this, though, because I know in the spring, it's nothing but a sea of yellow school buses down there. In the fall, when the kids come back, too, do you see tours coming through?
We do have some coming. That has picked up in the last few years where there's some of them are either changing to fall or a school will say, okay, this grade goes in the spring, this grade goes in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we had we were invited up to Moorhead summer camp program, and Eddie Paul was up there on Monday all day. We were up there 8 hours doing programs for theirs because they wanted to keep Chihinkapa and the zoo and the science of it alive with the kids in the summertime.
How cool is that?
Absolutely. And now in the spring or in the fall, we have a school. We have a lot of schools around the region.
Right.
One of them is the kindergartners get to come. But they're like, we want our first graders to get, since they're moving up.
Mm-hmm.
And now they invited us in to do lyceums with all of their first graders on site. So we're getting both. And we're really proud of the science that we can bring to the schools and all the fun with taking in the snakes and the armadillos and all those kind of things.
Your mission never stops down there. It just keeps growing.
Right. And in that school, we're doing, 50-some lyceums? We're doing
55,
throughout their school system.
So if you think it just stays at home here
at
Jacob Zoo, you are definitely roadworthy.
Oh, no. We reach out a long ways that we do lyceums all around the area. And we've went Devil's Lake. We've been invited up to Botno, all over to do these programs on there.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing because you can reach out and – you get to see the excitement on kids, and then these people come down to the zoo.
Well, and again, a testament to how successful the zoo is with your outreach, because it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. And people are texting and messaging us from afar saying, you know, we're just there. We had a great time. Just want to say. And they'll tell us, they'll say, and we ate here and we did this while we were in Wahpeton. And we're proud of that because we want to bring people to the community. And we're a great source for the visitation of bringing people to town. And it's a great, great for our community.
Well, you are definitely our number one attraction here, you know, so, and yes. Deservedly so.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a good summer. It's been a great summer. People are just choosing different times to come down. Yeah. So plan it. This is beautiful weather. So keep coming. Got a lot of summer left.
Yes.
Speaking of animals, as Tom said, we did a trip for his animal moving business and came home late last night, and we were flamingoed.
You got flamingoed. You were telling me that.
I always wanted to be flamingoed.
I know. Well, now you've been flamingoed.
I see yards with the flamingos in them. There's baby flamingos. There's adult flamingos through Red River Human Services. And we got flamingoed. So whoever did that, I love it.
All right.
So beware, someone, because they're coming your way.
Yeah, now you got to pass the flamingos on.
The sad part is we don't know when it happened because we were gone.
Yeah, you were gone. Yeah,
they tell you they're going to be there between 24 and 48 hours. We were gone exactly 48 hours, and so I mean, driving to Nashville and back in 48 hours, we were tired. We came home. Is that what I think that is?
That is what you think it is.
Flamingo. So it was very exciting.
So flamingo it forward.
Flamingo it forward,
and
for a good cause.
Absolutely for a great cause.
Anyway. And if you see a peacock walking around your yard, we peacocked you.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been peacocked down there at the zoo forever.
Forever. So this kind of fits right in.
All right, Tom and Kathy, always great to have you in here. You'll be back next week.
We will.
All right, Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday with Tom and Kathy. Talking all things Jankabazoo here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Got a mostly sunny sky, 52 degrees. It's Thursday, August 8th. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Two men and two boys were arrested after threatening to assault a boy in Bemidji. Bemidji police say the men and boys approached the boy in a park where they threatened to assault him if he didn't give them his scooter and bag. The four tried to take the boy's scooter and bag before leaving the scene. An off-duty Bemidji police officer saw the encounter and was able to describe the suspects. Two men are identified as Nathaniel Williams, 18, and Landon Lovejoy, 20. Both are from Bemidji. 14 and 15-year-old suspects have not been named. All four suspects face charges of simple robbery. A horse is free after getting stuck in an Isanti County swamp. Deputies responded to the call about a horse Tuesday. With the help of drones, they found the horse stuck in a swamp on the property. Recovery team managed to free the horse. The Isanti County Sheriff credited communication, manpower, and teamwork for making it a successful operation. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is one step closer to being placed on South Dakota's presidential ballot in November. Kennedy's campaign said it submitted roughly 8,000 signatures to the South Dakota Secretary of State's office. That was on Tuesday, the deadline to submit signatures for independent presidential candidates in the state. Campaign had to submit at least 3,502 signatures from registered South Dakota voters, which is 1% of votes cast in the last gubernatorial election. Kennedy, along with running mate California philanthropist Nicole Shanahan, has already gained access to the ballot in 16 states. but his plans on the ballot face legal challenges in some states. According to the campaign, the Kennedy-Shanahan ticket has collected or submitted signatures for ballot access in 29 additional states, including South Dakota. Kennedy is a nephew of former President John F. Kennedy and the son of former Senator Robert F. Kennedy. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com. Morning weather brought to you this hour by Johnson Auto Detailing.
This is Jack Johnson from Johnson Auto Detailing, your home for auto detailing in the Twin Towns. Johnson Auto Detailing now offers exterior services, including three different packages. You got the one step, which is one product that takes care of the cut, polish, and finish. Two step is cut and polish, and three step includes cut, polish, and ceramic protectant. But don't worry, those Johnson Auto Detailing interior details that you've been receiving the last 2 years are still available. To set up an appointment, give me a call at 701-892-4740 or request an appointment at JohnsonAutoDetailing.net.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. A little chilly out there this morning, down to the 40s, some 30s, mid-30s, southern Saskatchewan. And we have a northwest breeze today, so we're not going to warm a whole lot. But the wind will be the big culprit today. You're going to need some long sleeves. Well, I will anyway. Maybe you won't, but mid-60s with a northwest wind gusting to 30 miles an hour. There's going to be a chill in the air. And a couple of showers, even a thunder shower, mostly northern Minnesota. A few of those could sneak into eastern North Dakota. And then clearing overnight on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sunny, warming to the upper 60s tomorrow to near 80 by Sunday and Monday. Going to be an awesome weekend. Going to be plenty chilly today. Forecast specifics after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Rob Rose from Wimbledon. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with some tough-to-control weeds such as water hemp, ragweed, and kochia. Herbicide resistance remains to be a massive challenge in soybean production. Weed control can be difficult because many producers did not have time to apply pre-emergence herbicides in some fields. Early weed control is key for maximizing soybean yield and crop performance. Soybeans do not compete well with weeds when they are small, so they need to be controlled early until soybeans are large enough to outcompete weeds. Frequent scouting is an effective weed management strategy. It allows farmers to identify weed species, density, and distribution in a field to make better weed management decisions. Keeping a good record of weed management history and monitoring changes over time allows farmers to plan. Contact your local extension agent or agronomist for questions or for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Well, becoming cloudy here during the day. Increasing wind out of the west-northwest, 5 to 20, gusting to 30 today with a high in the mid-60s. I can't calculate a wind chill, but long sleeves is probably a good idea. Then a few showers afternoon and evening, mostly northern Minnesota, a few extreme eastern North Dakota. After a high today in the mid-60s, a low tomorrow morning in the upper 40s, and then a high tomorrow in the upper 60s. Still a little breezy Friday, out of the north-northwest, 10 to 20, gusting 25. But a blue sky tomorrow and near 70, in the 70s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe near 80 by Sunday and Monday. Otherwise, no significant rain today and no rain Friday through Tuesday. Maybe some rain Tuesday night, Thursday next week, because the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecasts do include above normal precipitation and also above normal temperatures. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Join me, Steve Yurnas, for all of your regional news right here on your Voice of the Valley, KBMW, 1450 AM.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Right, yeah, we're back. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, August 8th. Sunshine in here, 53 degrees, what we got going in the greater north. That's what I've got happening here in just a couple of minutes. Point of Law at 8:45. Right after that, we're going to take the deep dive into Thrifty White birthdays and anniversaries for August 8th. You know what I'm going to say now? Of course you do. I say it every morning. Call those names into us, 642-8747. Or you can email to studio at kbmwnews.com. And I always say do it right away.
That way you know for certain those names will be on the show at 8:50. Well, check this out. For every 100,000 people working here in the United States, nearly four of us die on the job every year. Now, I know what you're thinking. The only way I could die at my job is from boredom. Well, that's insensitive. Can't believe you'd say that. Comes to us from Visual Capitalist, the six deadliest jobs in America, according to this report. Logging workers came in at number one. 101 deaths per 100,000 workers, followed by roofers, fishing and hunting workers. Construction workers came in at number four, 39 deaths per 100,000 workers. Aircraft pilots and flight engineers, 36 deaths per 100,000 workers. And finally, drivers/sales workers and truck drivers.